This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, December 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cal Fresh at risk. UCLA scrutinizes water costs. Companies choose other states and specialty crops in the spotlight. Auditor flags Cal Fresh as high risk, warns of billions in new state costs. The California State Auditor has designated the state's Cal Fresh Food Assistance Program as high risk, warning that recent federal changes will push California to bear significant new costs. The report identifies the California Department of Social Services, which administers CalFresh, as high risk because persistent payment errors of eligibility and benefit calculations could trigger steep expenses under the One Big Beautiful Act. Under the new federal law, states with higher error rates must start paying a share of their SNAP benefit costs beginning in fiscal year 2028, a first for the long-standing program. California's payment error rate has hovered above key thresholds, meaning the state could be required to pay up to 15% of benefit costs, plus increased administrative shares, potentially totaling as much as $2.5 billion annually if the rate doesn't decline. The auditor said reducing CalFresh errors will require concerted corrective action, emphasizing that lowering error rates could reduce future costs while improving the effectiveness of the state's largest food assistance program. UCLA report finds gap in what water users pay. A new UCLA-led analysis finds disparities in what water users across the West pay for the same surface water supplies, raising concerns over conservation incentives as the Colorado River system faces deepening shortages. The report examined wholesale water prices paid by large agricultural and municipal water districts in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Researchers reviewed more than 200 water transactions totaling about 16.4 million acre feet annually and found prices ranging from free to more than $2,800 per acre foot. On average, agriculture districts paid $30 per acre foot compared with $512 per acre foot for municipal utilities. Nearly a quarter of all water analyzed as obtained at no cost from the federal government by five agricultural irrigation districts, including California's Imperial Irrigation District, though state districts pay more for hydropower than covers the cost. Most water priced above $150 per acre foot was purchased by cities and urban agencies. The study found California districts pay significantly more for water than their counterparts in Arizona and Nevada, largely because of higher conveyance costs and multiple resale transactions. The researcher said federal and state water pricing structures largely charge only for delivery infrastructure, not the scarcity of the water itself. The authors argue the lack of a price signal discourages conservation. They recommend adding a modest federal surcharge on Colorado River deliveries to reflect scarcity in fund system upgrades, along with improved transparency through a centralized water pricing database. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Fewer new companies in California. California's extensive regulatory environment may be linked to lower rates of business creation compared with other states. That according to a new analysis from the Public Policy Institute of California. While the total number of business regulations in the state, about 1,300, is close to the national median, California stands out for the sheer number of specific mandates, which are significantly higher than in other states. The PPIC research points out that states with more regulatory constraints generally have fewer business starts, especially in the manufacturing sector. California business start rate between 2022 and 23 was lower than competitors like Texas and New York. Specialty crops in spotlight following aid announcement. U.S. specialty crops are in focus after President Trump outlined his plan to help farmers. The administration shared some details on how it intends to get $11 billion in planned aid to producers of cash row crops like corn and soybeans. So far, there's been no news on the $1 billion allocated for vegetables, fruits, and nuts. Once again, we see specialty crops being left out, Representative Jim Costa of California said. At a House Agriculture Committee hearing on Wednesday, Costa said it's almost impossible to find California wine in Canadian supermarkets or restaurants because of Trump's tariffs. It's a great concern, he said. A bipartisan group of U.S. House lawmakers last week introduced a bill to provide direct support to specialty crop growers and wine producers facing losses due to federal trade policy. Whole milk bill expected to clear House soon. It's so close, you can almost taste it. So says the National Milk Producers Federation about a bipartisan bill to put whole milk back in school cafeterias after a decade-plus ban. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is expected to clear the U.S. House as early as this week. The measure, which has passed the Senate last month, would then go to the White House for President Donald Trump's signature. A bill overturning the ban on full-fat and 2% milk in the USDA school lunch program passed the House in 2023, but it stalled in the Senate. With U.S. milk supplies at record highs and fluid milk consumption falling, a return to full-fat milk in schools could provide, quote, a small but meaningful outlet for butterfat, a key to farm revenue, and create new opportunities for local dairies, according to American Farm Bureau economist Daniel Munch. Here's today's final word. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. How far out the light is? Well, that's hard to gauge. That Almond Board president and CEO Clarice Turner talking with reporters at the annual Almond Conference last week and offering hope in consumer trends as farmers grapple with a range of hurdles. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, December 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.